former President Donald Trump spoke at the Republican National Convention. His supporters say they're fired up to vote for him. It's Friday, July 19th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Milwaukee businesses say the economic impact of the RNC has been uneven. The Brewers draft an 18-year-old out of Manitowoc Lincoln High School, and the RNC wrapped up last night in Milwaukee. Our reporters will recap how the night went. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Politics, environment, trade. You know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin wasn't just host to the Republican National Convention this year. It received special shout-outs during former President Donald Trump's nomination acceptance speech last night. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it's a clear nod to Wisconsin's significance this November.
About a third of the way through his RNC speech, Trump made an overture to the Wisconsin delegation, who were all wearing cheese heads. He told them he thought the Packers will do well this year and said he'd invest millions in Wisconsin.
So I hope you will remember this in November and give us your vote. I am trying to buy your vote. I'll be honest about that.
Wisconsin delegates said after the speech that they enjoyed the shout-out. Some said they were moved by Trump's recounting of the attempt on his life last weekend. Wisconsin Democrats called the event Trump's coronation and said it showed Republicans are now fully committed to his, quote, extreme agenda. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Former Republican National Committee Chair and White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus says the GOP needs to get better at using data to win elections. Priebus spoke to the Wisconsin delegates at the final day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. He says political parties already have access to all the data they need about voters.
We do it through consumer data, voting records, licensing, magazine. I mean, 10,000 points of consumer data on every single person. We know what beer you drink, what car you drive, how much money you make, how many kids you have, how old are they, whether you missed a mortgage payment or not. We know everything about you.
Priebus says the trick is to use that data for effective get-out-the-vote operations. He says the party needs to get potential donors excited about how moving small groups of people could win elections. A boom for some, a bust for others. That's been the story for Milwaukee businesses during the week of the RNC. Adam Siegel is the owner of Loopy and Iris, a popular restaurant downtown. He says business was so slow, he decided to close for the day on Wednesday.
And that affected about, 30 people that were scheduled for yesterday. Some were okay with it, but some, were hoping that they could get some of those hours back in the coming weeks, and hopefully we're able to do that.
Lola Sheldon Galloway and Stephen Galloway are delegates from Montana. They say they've been too busy at the convention to check out Milwaukee.
Seems like a beautiful city. We really haven't had time to see much.
We spent more time down in Racine where our hotel is.
Some locals say they're eager for the convention to end so things can return to normal. The RNC wrapped up yesterday. A Manitowoc native is the first player drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers right out of a Wisconsin high school in more than a decade. Joe Schultz has more on this week's MLB draft.
During his senior season at Manitowoc Lincoln High School, 18-year-old Noah Weck was one of the top pitching prospects in the Midwest. He had been told he could be picked on the second day of the draft. After his name wasn't called partway through the third day on Tuesday, he turned off the TV and started signing up for college housing. Then, Weck got a text message from a friend congratulating him.
He was messing with me on day two, saying that I got drafted even though I didn't. So then I thought he was messing with me again. And then he sent me the screenshot of the draft tracker. And I'm like, holy smokes, I actually did get drafted.
Weck was selected by the Brewers in the 19th round. He's still deciding whether to play college baseball at Oklahoma State or sign with the Brewers. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the Republican National Convention wrapped up last night in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Public Radio reporters Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer were on the convention floor all week. They'll have the latest on what happened last night and how Wisconsin delegates are reacting. That's up next after this break.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Milwaukee's moment in the world's political spotlight wrapped up last night with the conclusion of the Republican National Convention. The RNC ended with former President Donald Trump's address to delegates, which included a shout-out to Wisconsin. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer have been covering the state's GOP delegation this week. They spoke with WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson at the convention.
So, Anya, when we say the former president gave Wisconsin a shout-out, what did he say exactly? Because there are shout-outs and then there are really explicit shout-outs.
Yeah, he promised a certain amount of economic investment in the state. And then he said very explicitly, I am trying to buy your votes. And that was a huge applause line, a huge laugh line. He also did the other thing that politicians are kind of obligated to do, which is shout out the local sports team. He said that he thinks the Packers are going to have a great season this year. That was something he then needed to walk back a little bit because there were delegates from all 50 states present in the room. But he also kind of stood by that assessment of our Green Bay Packers.
If you needed any more examples of how crucial of a swing state Wisconsin is, there you go. And for those who didn't watch the address on TV, was there any doubt where the Wisconsin delegation was sitting?
Not at all. They were all wearing cheese heads, and I was sitting, you know, up in the cheap seats, up in the press box, and I could spot our delegation from about a mile away.
And so that made for finding them afterward to get their reaction to the speech much easier. Ritz, you were actually down on the convention floor during and after the speech. What was it like down there?
It was hectic, to say the least. There was a lot of people trying to move. Reporters are moving up and down the aisles trying to get interviews and pictures of the various delegations. And then when the balloons dropped, things got even crazier. It was all those people plus about 2-3 feet of balloons to walk through, and people were tripping on them. There was different levels, like the walkways were a little more raised than the seating areas. I saw 2 or 3 people fall into the balloons. Luckily it's soft, but I didn't see anyone get hurt. I also saw one woman rolling around in the balloons and videoing herself, and she was clearly doing it on purpose and having a great old time. So it was pretty wild.
And so when you did make your way through these balloons and talk to a few delegates, what did they say?
They said they were energized. They said that Trump is exactly what the state and the nation needs right now. They loved hearing Trump say he's going to make Wisconsin great again. And they also said that they're hoping that Democratic President Joe Biden stays in the race because they feel that Trump has a better path to the White House if that is the case.
I also talked to a few delegates after, and one thing stood out. Some of them mentioned getting emotional when they heard Trump describe the failed attempt on his life, you know, just days ago, last Saturday. This was a part of the speech very early in the speech where he just kind of went blow by blow with what happened. And I think the tone was somber, slow, is quiet for a political rally. You're just kind of talking through it. And that affected some of the delegates, they said. So, Anya, when you're in the room at one of these events, it's obviously a friendly audience. How did Democrats characterize it?
Yeah, these are obviously Trump's biggest supporters from all around the country. But meanwhile, Democrats are really framing this as a coronation, right? So likening this almost to the ascent of a dictatorship. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler put out a statement essentially to that effect, calling this agenda extremist, and saying that this is the start of kind of an anti-democratic process. I think that's going to be a message going forward. It's something that's been hammered by Democrats for weeks and actually months. So we'll continue to report on their side of the campaign when we join them at the DNC in Chicago next month.
That was WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer. They spoke with WPR's Sean Johnson after the last night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. And that's today's podcast for this Friday. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Mentzer and John Davis. You can catch us again on Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend. Take care.